Town Center Interior Design and Radio Talk Show host for the Home Sweet Home Show every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also, remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home with your host, Leslie Lovell, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230 or toll-free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Well, hi, and welcome to Home Sweet Home. We're glad to have you listening. I'm here with my co-host, Linda Piana, and I'm Leslie Lovell. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Leslie. Great to see you. Again,
what you a nice too. Wednesday we're having.
Yes, we look pretty in pink today, Linda.
Thank you.
With your poils. Poils are for goyles.
Well, you look fab yourself.
Thank you. I wore my, like, kind of almost emerald green.
Yeah.
It's like a almost Kelly emerald.
Close enough.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow the trend. How trendy of me.
That is trendy. That is trendy.
Thank you.
Somebody take our picture.
Yeah, really. We need our picture taken. I want to talk about the Academy Awards.
I do, too.
Because, you know, part of our show is about beauty and fashion, and it's just so gorgeous to watch those Academy Awards. It's amazing. But I want to tell you who I liked, and then would you tell me who mm-hmm. you liked the
okay.
best dressed? I want to start with Charlize Theron. I thought she was amazing in her beautiful Dior, and because she's the spokesperson for Dior, I'm sure that they pamper and spoil her to the max, but she represents J'adore perfume. I don't mm-hmm. know if you've seen her commercial where
she
walks really fast.
And yes.
She's so stunning. But she has that height, you know, to carry that dress off with that little kind of slit in the front.
That was beautiful. And
isn't
her hair,
gorgeous?
Guess what? There's nobody that looked better than her. That was my choice, too.
I loved her. But when I saw Salma Hayek come out to present with that gorgeous beaded
yep.
front on her gown, and her hair was killer. She's so beautiful anyway. I mean, that she was my second favorite. And believe it or not, my third favorite was Jane Fonda in the yellow.
How sweet.
I thought she looked
I'm
beautiful.
I'm so glad. Yeah, she did.
She's in her 70s, and my gosh, I mean, she pulled that off. That's a tough color to pull off, that bright yellow, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one else had that.
No.
Had that color.
No. Who did you like the best?
Absolutely. Charlize Theron was my favorite,
yeah.
without a doubt.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can wear that short hairdo.
No.
And she was so graceful and so healthy looking. Just beautiful. And she did a dance number that was a knockout. Did you see that?
I missed the dance.
Oh, she looked wonderful. She
really?
She's very athletic. She looks very healthy. I loved it.
Me too.
There were a lot of let's see. I saw Argo. I saw Lincoln.
You did.
And I saw Les Miserables.
How did you? Which one did you think was the best out of those?
I loved the Les Mis very much, and everybody was so talented in that. It was great. It was just wonderful. But I knew that Lincoln was going to win because of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well, you know, how could you beat that acting?
No, nobody can.
He was amazing.
That's his third.
Yeah. Well,
Oscar.
That guy. I mean, he can do it. He kind of reminds me of Jeremy Irons a little. You know, like kind of like the same kind of guy.
Right, right, right.
Not the same guy, but you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Like that same type of actor. You know, I love his style, Daniel Day-Lewis. His speech was fun. Really
oh,
good.
His speech was good.
Wasn't it?
Talking to Meryl Streep.
I know.
So
it's
cute.
Really cute. You know, the one thing I wanted to mention, too, were the performances by Jennifer Hudson and Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
Who did Goldfinger.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I knew every word to that song because, you know, it was, I mean, we were kids probably when that movie came out, mm-hmm. but oh my gosh, that song was fabulous.
She was as strong as ever.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't she?
She was very dramatic.
She looked
beautiful.
Great.
She looked great.
She really did. She looked beautiful.
And they were celebrating 50 years of James Bond films.
I know.
But Adele, what a beautiful song.
Gosh.
Did you see that film,
yes.
That James Bond? Yeah,
yes.
I did too.
Adele is, she has the most beautiful skin I've mm-hmm. ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, it reminds me, I was telling my friend that I was watching it with, I said, you know whose skin she reminds me of is Bernadette Peters.
Oh, yeah, Bernadette Peters.
Do you remember
Peters.
The skin she had? Well, mm-hmm. she still has it. Mm-hmm. She's still fabulous. But I said, that kind
those
of
those girls never go in the sun.
They don't. Good for them. I don't either. Well, I don't look like that, though. But, I mean, really, they're just gorgeous girls. And we wanted to talk a little bit about Jessica Chastain, who had that Veronica Lake hairdo.
Yeah,
and
that was beautiful.
Old Hollywood style. Oh, what a stunning. I mean, if I have to say second best dressed mm-hmm. after Charlize, I would say Jessica Chastain.
Yes.
And her hair, the color of her hair with that peachy, sparkly dress.
That was so pretty.
It was just made for. So we know it was made for her.
You know
but
what?
I'm
that look never
perfect.
Goes out of style.
Never. Just strapless and almost like straight, almost with that little bit of train. Uh-huh. You know, but it's sad when they can't walk in them. You know, it's like, how do you get up on the stage? You know, it's a little scary.
Well,
they're so big.
Well, the one girl who was accepting one of the awards.
Yeah, yeah.
She had a beautiful,
I know,
huge, you know,
big white gown on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Very
poofy. It was kind of scary to go up those stairs. But, you know, they should have spotters for those ladies.
They should have people.
With an arm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like somebody's arm, like an usher.
I bet you they will from now on.
Yeah, well, someone mentioned that. They said they better do it from now on because it's dangerous. You could fall and really hurt yourself, you know. But it was a wonderful night, and I enjoyed it. So
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Did you see Django Unchained?
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen that yet.
No.
But I'm glad that he got Best Picture. Or no, mm-hmm. did he? Was it Best Picture?
Ben Affleck?
No. Who's the guy who did it?
Oh, you know what? I'm going blank on you, but I know who you mean. I saw, you know what picture I liked was Silver Lining Playbook.
Oh, I didn't see it.
You know, it was a little disturbing at first, but the acting in it was so
okay.
good. Robert De Niro was amazing in it, and she won the Academy Award for it. Whatever her name was, she won the Academy Award. Oh, you got something up on your computer there? Anyway.
All kinds of information. No, but it was great.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it, and I watched it for the red carpet.
I know, you always do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a wonderful thing. Anyway, I want to tell everyone in the audience that if you follow Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com. You're going to see everything we're talking about today. So I finally got proficient enough on the computer.
Yay.
With training from someone here at the station named Irma, who was wonderful, who taught me how to do this.
Okay.
So, and then my sister came on too and helped me do the same thing. So I said, you know, Kim, just get me through it again because mm-hmm. there's a lot of steps. You know, with your scanner. So I finally got
good
it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, just log in. If you are on Facebook, log in and just mm-hmm. Search for Home Sweet Home and everything will come up.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com. So the first thing we're talking about and should be one of the first pictures that comes up. If you go to all photos on your screen, mm-hmm. You'll probably hit the first one. And there is a beautiful swing, outdoor swing from Mackenzie Childs Company. And that is Mackenzie-Childs.com. And it's MackenzieChildes.com. And they have the most amazing furniture that you will never see anywhere. They have this beautiful swing with these gorgeous colors.
What is the swing made of?
I don't know. It looks like rattan of sorts straw. But it's absolutely beautiful. It's a porch swing.
Mm-hmm. And but it has patterns in it.
Yes.
It's not just plain rattan.
No, it's patterned like black and white check. And then these fabulous throw pillows that are floral just look fabulous on there. And it doesn't look like a porch swing. It looks more like a living room piece, you know, except for the chains on it, you know. And then there's a second picture of two beautiful kind of like little Bombay chests that kind of look impregnated. That's why they're called Bombays. And one is painted in a stripe with a black and white top, and the other one has floral butterflies on the front with a black and white check top. It's just too cute for words.
Very decorative.
Yeah, too cute for words. And
very fun.
I just want to say some of these are pricey, but if you call my company or you go to towncenterdesign.com and find me, I can do hand-painted furniture. I could make a lot of things look similar to these mm-hmm. these looks.
You've got some great connections.
Yes, and for, you know, sometimes a lot less money. So it just depends on your budget. You know, if you can afford the higher-end stuff, that's great. But we do a nice product, very nice product, and you could still pull off the same look. You know, similar anyway. It's beautiful. So there's a lot of fun things. But they do have a lot of nice bathroom accessories and china. So if you go online, you'll see some of the lovely little, I think they have some tassels too. Mm-hmm. But they have hat boxes.
It's whimsical, but.
Yes, very.
But and dramatic,
very.
But very tastefully done.
Mm-hmm. You can only have a piece or two, though, Linda.
I like that.
Yeah. I think if you did more than a piece or two in your house, it would be, you know, too much. Because
I'll take the porch swing.
Yeah, the porch swing works for me. It's really, really, really pretty. So that I thought would be fun to talk about. I'm always excited when I get their catalog because I've used it before. Now, years ago, Neiman Marcus used to carry that line, but I don't know if they do anymore. I haven't been in Neiman's in Las Vegas for a while. But you could always go online and ask Neiman's if they do carry Mackenzie Childs, and then you could see it in person, you know. And the other thing I wanted to talk about today was pastels. It is also on our Facebook page. And pastels are really making a huge comeback this year. And they are, I think it was, what magazine did I say? I found that in Veranda, I think.
Veranda Magazine,
yeah, Veranda.
February, March.
Yeah, February, March 2013. And, you know, honestly, the pastels never go out of fashion, but they're very feminine. So a lot of guys don't like living in the pastel. Some will. But I will say that mostly they're a girl, you know, a female look. It's a very
but
feminine
look. But these blues and greens
blues
and teals,
are gorgeous.
Any guy would
aren't
like those
beautiful?
In the bathroom if it was tastefully done.
Yeah, if it's tastefully done, it's awesome. But some of the patterns are just stunning. So if you go online and look, and it tells you in the article some of the companies you can buy from. And I sell most of those lines, which are wholesale, like Schumacher and you know, Duralie and Nina Campbell. You can get those through me, or Tebow Wall Covering, Fabri-Cut Fabrics, any of those. So if you see a pattern you like in this little article from Veranda Magazine, let me know, and I'll find it for you.
And these are all fabrics?
Fabrics, wallpapers, all kinds of goodies. There's some paint swatches they show you.
Okay.
Some are from Benjamin Moore paints. I don't know.
Oh, I love those.
Are. Yeah, they're really pretty.
It's a beautiful shade of green.
Mm-hmm. It
very,
is.
Very soft.
Isn't it?
Soft avocado, mm-hmm. very light, with teal, with beige, right. with It's very elegant. I love it.
That one leaf pattern, if you look online, mm-hmm. that has a little bit of gold in it.
I like that.
But it has, like, you know, years ago they used to call what was a tea stain background. Like mm-hmm. it made it look like you washed the fabric in tea before, you know, you used it.
Yes.
And it's probably
I've done that.
Yeah. And it just almost has that look to it, that tea stained look to it, which was very popular during the shabby chic era. That we all, Rachel Ashwell, or mm-hmm. I think that was the name
oh,
of the
oh, I thought
lady
we were still in that
we're
era.
We're kind of in it, yeah. I mean, we really never left it, but there was a time that it was really hot. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was doing it. And I think we talked a little last week about, you know, this modern hotel boutique thing going right. on that, I swear, it's just boring me to death. I am just
well,
sick of looking at it.
What happens after shabby chic and boutique?
Well, I mean, I think that you should just follow your design magazines, and some of the things I tell you about are pretty hot, you know, pretty happening. I like rustic country that's mixed with a little contemporary. Last week we showed a picture online of a contemporary sofa with blue, gorgeous traditional drapes and mm-hmm. beautiful molding. So the eclectic look, which we talk about all the time on the show, which means a little old and a little new, mm-hmm. it'll never go out of fashion because it's just classic.
It's you.
It's classic. And you can't, and you have to know how to mix things, though. You can't just throw anything together. You have to know how to do it. And someone can teach you that if you hire a designer. They can show you some of the pieces you have, if they'll work together or not, you know? So
right. Because you can look at a magazine and it's impossible to replicate it.
It's,
you know,
really hard.
If you don't know what you're doing.
It's hard if you don't know what you're doing. You know, if you're really, really good at it, some people can be. You know, you could pretty much figure it out. Now, I did find this other article also, Linda, in Good Housekeeping for 2013. And believe it or not, I really still like Better Homes and Good Housekeeping. They have a lot of good tips in there.
I do, too.
Don't
I think they're very well done. I think that they've modernized right with the other magazines. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like is their paper's really flimsy, like for their magazine pages. It's kind of like
true. So
light. But, you know, I like a kind of meaty page like they do in Veranda or Elle Decor, which, oh, I love the photography in Elle Decor. It's always phenomenal, you know. But I thought this was cute, this little organize your bath storage, and take all little, like, mason jars or glass jars, different sizes, and put in your Q-tips and your soaps and your, you know, cotton balls. And you can make it look really cute. You know, without having a million different storage containers, you mm-hmm. can use these clear glass shelves so you can see everything.
It's so Pottery Barn.
Isn't it Pottery yeah. Barn? But I like it.
I like it very much. No, that's how my bathroom is.
I like it because you can find things, mm-hmm. you know. I hate when you go in your closet and you go, okay, where's this? Where's that? Oh, that drives me insane, you know. So I like seeing everything out, makeup brushes. But as long as they look organized, they don't look like a big mishmash of junk. Right. On your counter.
Oh, I found, I knew I had it, but I hadn't looked for a long time. I found my button collection, and I was so fascinated with all of these just from forever. I've been collecting them.
Fine.
That I had been in Boulder City, and there's a little sewing shop there, and it reminded me, put them in jars, all the same color. You'll have all different shades of red, all different shades of blue, all different shades of green.
Adorable.
It's so adorable.
It's cute for your laundry room.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a really cute idea on a shelf or something.
Really, really
well,
cute.
Let's take a little break because we've been talking nonstop here for over 15 minutes.
All righty.
So, we'll come back and do a lot more things. So you're listening to Leslie and Linda on KLAV 1230am.com and on your radio in Las Vegas. And we're part of the Lotus Broadcasting Group, and you're listening to Home Sweet Home. So we'll be back with a message from our sponsors.
All right.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. Not only do I love designing spaces, but I love making my clients happy. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com. 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com. 702-242-2395. Making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word 3, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word 3, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Cravat, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377. Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, you're back at Home Sweet Home Radio Show, and we're here every Wednesday between 2 and 3 Pacific Coast time. So all my Eastern listeners back there from the East Coast, you can hear us at 5 to 6 p.m., which is dinner time, so you could put it on while you're eating your dinner.
Good idea. Yay. Good idea. I have to say something. I was just listening to our commercials.
Oh, you were?
And some people have told me, who listen often, that we sound alike. And it's so funny. We really do sound alike.
Especially when we sing together.
Yeah, that's true. So I have a remedy.
Oh, you do?
Yes. You have to talk up here. And I have to talk down here.
Really? I don't want to do that, Linda.
Okay. I was just teasing.
I know. That sounds hard to do. Anyways, well, you have a book review you want to do. That was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about a book. I haven't read the entire book yet, but I heard the lecture on it, and I was very excited. I'm going to get it on Amazon. The book is called The Element, How Finding Your Passion Changes Everything, written by Sir Ken Robinson. Ken Robinson was knighted in Great Britain because of his work, his extensive work on the school systems and how to improve them. And he's talking about all the schools in all the countries, and we're a little bit different here, and so I don't agree with every single thing that he says, but it's everything he says and everything the book has to offer is so thought-provoking that I thought it would be interesting to turn you on to it. He says that every educational system on earth has the same hierarchy of subjects, and this is true. At the top, math and languages, then the humanities, then at the bottom are the arts, and that all of this hierarchy was invented to support the Industrial Revolution. Well, I hope that we have modernized a little bit. I do know very creative teachers, and I think we are working towards that, but as far as funding in education, always the first to be chopped are the arts. The arts bring out your creativity and make you think of the world differently. You have to keep thinking differently and, like, outside of the box, for example, just to solve new problems that we are always faced with, you know. Yeah. So even scientists who are always doing very precise work, still they have to think creatively. What do I do next, and how does this connect with all the information and discoveries in the past, and how can we get to the future? I think it's so interesting,
isn't
it?
The
idea of creativity,
isn't
and I know you're such a creative person.
So are you. And usually when you're creative at one thing, you're creative at something else. Like, remember we did that one thing on Tony Bennett and his art is phenomenal.
Yes.
But everybody mainly knows him for his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has an art school in New York City, he and his wife. So his art is just gorgeous. So you could be multifaceted when you're creative. Mm-hmm. You know, you could do a lot of things.
Well, it's funny that you would say that, because one theory that Sir Ken Robinson came up with was that we have not one but multiple intelligences, he calls it,
right,
including linguistic intelligence, musical intelligence, there's a mathematical intelligence, spatial, interpersonal with, you know, some people are better with people, other people than other people are, and so we all have different strengths and different intelligences, but we have to discover those somehow. And I think the best way to discover it, especially for children, start early, is to keep showing them new and different things, and they'll what they are drawn to and they start to be good at, or what they're naturally good at, that's what's going to make them successful in life.
Oh, sure. And you always do better what you like.
Absolutely.
You know, if you really like to cook, you'll always be a really good cook. Or you know, I found that out from watching other people's children, because I don't have them myself. But I do remember being a child and being attracted to certain things that I do now, you know.
Right. So. Right. Me too. Oh, yeah. We have that in common, cooking.
Yeah, the cooking.
Yeah, with my piano students, for example, I'll say, try this, sing it instead of just playing it on the piano.
Oh.
Maybe they're not that great of a singer, but it connects something in the brain.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Or dance, or do the percussion. Just do the percussion.
Right.
Just do the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, like that. So it's just so much fun and
I know.
So interesting.
I know, and it excites us because we're so creative. I mean, we love to, about everything. You know, everything we do has art connected to it. So
it really
that's kind of what the
everything
show is
about. An artistic effort.
Everything's about beauty and art and fun and, you know, laughter and, you know, all the things we should be paying a lot of attention to every day. You know,
instead of just with your nose to the grind.
Yeah, you have to look at the light side of everything and how beautiful things can be if you want them to be. It's a certain thing you have to want.
Exactly. You know? So again, the book is The Element: How Finding Your Passion Changes Everything, published in January 2009 by Sir Ken Robinson.
Well, that's a good one to that's a good one to read, probably. Mm-hmm. Also, I found an article. Thank you for that, Linda.
You're welcome.
Found an article, and it was in InStyle magazine 2013 about drawing on paisley, which they're saying that paisley, if you look on our Facebook page, is, you know, the hot fabric this year, as well as some other things. But paisley,
it's beautiful,
has been around a very long time. Mm. And I have it on my kitchen barstools. I just redid them in a brown paisley. It looks really nice.
Brown and white?
And no, it's like a brown and gold. It's really, really pretty. And, you know, want to hear a funny story about those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so silly. Well, you know, I couldn't find the right fabric because I moved and I did a little bit different things, you know. And I had a pair of curtains that I had made for the bathroom that were brown and gold paisley. And I wasn't going to use them again. I just cut them up and put them on my chairs.
How cool.
And then I had my upholsterer put the fabric on. I said, you know what? I'm not going to look for another fabric. I'm not using these curtains anymore. I got
and
the life out of them. I love the print. It was still in great shape. I cleaned it. And I thought, I'm using it.
Is it like a polished cotton or something?
Yeah, it's a cotton, but it's not too highly polished. It's pretty, you know, matte finished. But I thought, what the heck? I'm not using them. I'm just going to store them anyway. I might as well use them. And I have leftover fabric. So just in case someone stains one, I could unstaple it, because it's, you know, how you staple gun it on to a wood bar stool, if you can do that without the piping. Mine doesn't have piping.
Right.
So you just pull it off and you put another piece on, which is great. I love that.
Did you do that before you saw this article about paisley is in again?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I know. I have always loved paisley. And, you know, you could put that with almost anything. Stripes, plaids, checks. I mean, paisley is very versatile.
It is.
So it's one of those fabrics you could just, it's a lot of florals you can't mix with a lot of stuff because it looks goofy. But this is one that you could really get away with, you know, doing a lot of things with. I love it. I think it's pretty. But these dresses that they're showing on some of these actresses, Kristen Scott Thomas, she's got a beautiful one on, and that little kind of lace paisley one that Ashley Green has on. It's really cute. I mean, it's a fun kind of look, right? I mean, why not? And if you can carry it, if it's your color range, you can carry it. It's a great look. I love prints. Some people are afraid of them, but I'm not afraid of prints. I like them. And you could do printed pants with a solid top or printed top with a solid pair of pants. You don't have to look like a walking, you know, wallpaper.
That everything matches, know. Right?
Yeah, everything matching, you know.
Paisley reminds me of royalty and French and...
It does. It's pretty.
Beautiful.
And it can be fancy schmancy too. They can do it in velvets and, you know, painted velvets, which I've seen in a paisley, and they're stunning.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. So there's so many gorgeous things we can do out there. And then we saw this article, Linda, we should talk about the evolution of jeans.
Okay.
And I'll read one, you could read one.
Okay.
I'll start with the 1930s and you can go to the 50s. It says, breaking with traditional women's attire, women start wearing jeans that are far more farm functional than Saturday night fashionable in the 1930s.
Look how cute that is.
Mm-hmm.
The 1950s, films spotlighting alluring young rebels make jeans the go-to style on the teen scene.
Funny. The 70s, it says, denim goes designer as American fashion greats introduce new cuts like flared legs and pre-washed fabric.
In the 1980s, heavy metal bands with their acid wash jeans started this popular trend.
Yeah, that two-tone thing. The 1990s, look at that mess. Baggy, hole-ridden, and too cool to care grunge took over punk from coast to coast.
And then today, bring on the color, from watermelon to neon lime. Today's jeans are all about color and new fabric.
Yeah, isn't that great? So we wear colored jeans and skinny jeans. You know, I've always loved skinny jeans.
I love skinny jeans.
I think they make you look taller with high heels. I'm sorry. Everybody says, oh, you should have a flare. No, I don't want one.
I love skinny jeans.
I like boot cut and skinny jeans.
But you know what favorite. I think is very cool? When you look at the old Westerns, it's so funny that no matter how tall the guy is, even John Wayne, rolls them up.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Those, now you can't do it with the most skinny jeans because they're the same color on the inside, but they're lighter, they're real blue jeans.
Yeah.
They're lighter on the inside, and you turn them up. Some of them with the right shoes or boots
can work
really, really good.
Yeah, they can work.
It really works. So it just depends. Try it.
Yeah, that could be cute. You know, I always worry about wearing jeans because I always, you know, does my, you know, look fat and jeans? You know, I think every woman on earth says that, you know, when I go away, do I look as good as I do coming to you? Because jeans are tough, but these stretchy ones they have out now in all the department stores work for me, girl. I like them.
It's very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I really like to, no matter how good the jeans look, I really love to wear a top that covers part of my behind.
It looks good.
It's just something that I don't know if it'll ever go out of style. It just looks good.
It does, though.
And then want a short, like what I'm wearing.
Yeah, it's cool what you're wearing. Yeah, a little long sweater.
Sweater.
But a shorter one on top.
And a shorter one on top.
So you layered it, yeah. And you know what I hate on jeans? I found this out too late in life because as a teenager and a young woman, I could have saved myself a lot of stress with jeans. Remember how we used to lay down and zip them and let you go, oh, my God, You couldn't zip them because they were like a size too small. And if you ate a morsel of food, you couldn't even get up off the chair. So it was tough. But P.S., I love jeans with no pockets. I can't stand them. I can't stand all these zippers and pockets. And why do I need those? I don't carry anything in a pocket ever because I always have a purse.
Well, sometimes they look good.
I know, but not
sometimes
on
me. They're just. I like the back pockets sewn on. The front ones, I don't carry anything in my pocket.
Yeah, I know. I just don't do it. I know men do it.
But don't ever do that again, Leslie. That's too uncomfortable. Just wear stretchy jeans that are comfortable.
I know, the stretchy ones. I know I feel like an old lady when I say that. But, you know, a lot of men don't buy jeans that look good on them. Some do. We'll give them credit. But some of them, I mean, I don't know what they're thinking. They really need to try to fit their jeans better and go to a store where someone can help you get the right cut of jeans for your body.
Or go with someone who's going to look at them.
Yeah, because
I agree.
Some of them just, you know, they could look so much better if they get the right cut. You know, but a lot of them don't, you know, men aren't as fussy about their clothing. Some of them, not all of them. I'm not judging. But some of them are just not as conscientious about how they look in a pair of jeans as women are, you know. And they'll just throw a pair on.
I don't know why.
I don't either. Because men in nice cut jeans look great. And I love that look, right? With the cowboy boots and the nice suede, ultra suede jacket with maybe a mock turtleneck underneath for the winter. Mm-hmm. That's such a classic. I mean, it's a good look.
Last spring, we were talking about jeans and vintage jackets and all that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And one of my friends, Joe, was listening to the show. We went and looked in his closet, and he tried on everything. He didn't think of it before until we started talking about it. Mm-hmm. He goes, "Well, does this look good with this?" "Yeah, that looks great."
I know.
It was so much fun.
I know. It is fun. And it, you know, if you have a significant person in your life that's a man and you want to help them a little, it's really nice to kind of go through their closet if they'll let you and help them put things together. Like, you know, this shirt really works with these pants, because there's a lot of things they wouldn't think of putting together that we women do every day. You know, we're the shoppers, really, and we put things together all the time.
Do you help your fiancé?
I do some. Now I am, when we shop. I've got some funny stories on that, but that's for another show.
Okay.
But anyway, I do want to take a break again, because we have our sponsors to take care of today. So you're listening to Linda Piana and Leslie Lovell at Home Sweet Home on KLAV, 1230 a.m. on your dial, or 1230am.com. And we'd love to hear from you if you want to call in and say something. 702-731-1230. We'll be right back.
See you then. Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Cravat, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4100.
402-207-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. Not only do I love designing spaces, but I love making my clients happy. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, making memorable moments in your home. Here again is your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home, Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana. And we also, one of our sponsors, Carol Ann, found an article that she thought we should talk about and she thought was a good idea on the show. And I like it. It's from USA Weekend, February 15th to 17th, 2013. And it says 21st Century Manners. So, you know, manners change over the years, I think. But I think, you know, the downright respectful way of doing things is never going to change, no matter what
we
say.
I'm just glad there's such a thing as 21st Century Manners.
Me
too. I thought they were gone.
So did I, but let's see what they say. So I'll do number one, Linda, okay. And you do the second one. So it says, just say no. How do you decline a request to volunteer or donate to a fundraiser? And it says, learning to say a respectful no is a skill everyone needs. When you want to say no to a volunteering request, just ask for details. How many hours, you know, will it be? Or place qualifications on the commitment, like I only have Tuesday and Thursday nights. That signals that you're open to saying yes when you really aren't. Instead, be clear and indicate whether you would consider requests in the future. No, I can't help the committee at this time, but ask me again in the fall. So, you know, it's kind of getting out of it, but we can't say yes to everything. It's impossible, you know? So,
Whatever one you want.
Go to anything. I don't care. There's a few
Let's
of them.
Let's see. This is short and sweet. Okay. Grad tidings. Is a graduation announcement a tip-off to send a gift? Anna's answer, no. A graduation announcement is just that, an announcement. There's no obligation to send a gift, though you may if you like to.
Right. Do another one.
Okay.
Please.
Are there unspoken rules for online dating?
No, this is a good one.
Okay.
We should do this one.
Okay, yeah. Anna's answer is online dating has dramatically changed the way people connect, but being considerate still applies. It's fine for men to use traditional courtesies. If you're unsure, just ask, may I help you with your coat? Wait, how do you do that online?
Yeah.
Your date will be delighted.
Right.
Or you'll say, I've got it, thanks. When initiating contact via a dating site, send two messages, three at the most, then move on. The person is signaling he or she isn't interested if they don't reply.
That's true.
If sparks flew for your date, but not for you, it's nice to send a note, thanks for dinner, I enjoyed our conversation, but the connection wasn't there for me. Good luck.
Yeah, well,
okay.
You have to do that. Well, you know, I want to say something about texting. You know, I learned the texting game pretty late because I was like, oh, I don't want to text. I want to talk. Mm-hmm. And now I text a lot because it saves a lot of time.
Other people do too.
But if I want to just say, meet me at, you know, Sammy's Pizza for, you know, at 6 o'clock, I don't have to call to say that if we're meeting, you know, meeting a girlfriend for dinner or something. So it makes things a lot easier. But what I don't like about texting and emails is is it seems to be cold. And when you have something personal to tell someone or you want to sit down with them and have a talk, you don't do it through an email or text.
No.
You should call them and say, look, let's get together. Be respectful, be human, and say, you know, I want to sit down and talk to you about a couple of things. It makes people feel like they're important. And, you know, they're not just on the other side of a computer reading
Absolutely.
Some words. And sometimes those words can be very hurtful because you're reading it. You're not mm-hmm. seeing a person's face. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, texting has its place, but it has to be under the right circumstances. And no, if it's anything personal or emotional at all,
it's awful.
Talk in person.
It hurts.
Right?
You know, and I think I've been a little guilty of that in the past, too. But I promise that I will never do that again because it hurts to receive that kind of a note for people. You know, it's like, you know, don't say anything, you know, that you wouldn't say to their face. Don't say on paper. You know, it's just not right. Sometimes saying nothing is good.
Well, did you get one of those texts?
Yeah, I kind of did, and it was so sad. And, I just wish that person would have said, hey, you know, why don't we sit down and have a little talk about mm-hmm. certain things? And I would have felt so much better, but it didn't happen.
Well, you could text back and say, let's talk.
Yeah, well, you know, I did want to, but, you know, things happen. But anyway, I just want to say that it's very impersonal to send an email or a text on something that is a personal issue.
Right.
You know, you should really have that, you know, stick to light-spirited, you know, business things and, mm-hmm. and nothing that's going
to,
you know, hurt somebody. Yeah, that's
just
the
facts.
True thing. It's just facts. It's true. And I promise I'm not going to do that ever.
Yeah, well, so. We have to rethink our, you know, with our new technologies, mm-hmm. you know, we still have to use our manners.
That's right.
I wanted to mention, too, that, you know, who answered these? Mm-mm. Anna Post.
Oh, she did?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
Anna Post.
Family.
I yeah. just looked it up online. Mm-hmm. Anna Post is the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post. That's
great,
why
great.
We're
oh my
That's
gosh.
Why we're listening to her answers.
Wow.
She is co-author of Emily Post's Etiquette, the 18th edition, and she's also a co-author of Great Get-Togethers, and she's the author of Do I Have to Wear White? So
that's
she's
a big question.
Supposedly she's our modern expert.
Right. Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. So Anna Post, mm-hmm. huh? We can Google her and find out all kinds of good things. Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
Long dark hair. Yeah, she's adorable.
Great.
She's got a nice history in her life there,
I know.
Huh? Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about some of the photos I put online of beautiful rooms. Ooh,
okay.
Ooh la la. And one of them is this absolutely gorgeous gray sofa with red and yellow accents. And it's got a picture above the sofa of a big eyeball. And I don't know. I kind of like it. But it's got a real contemporary twist on it. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty eye, actually, with an eyebrow. But, you know, it shows you a really nice mix of things. And the colors are really stunning. And it looks like there might be a grass cloth on the walls, which seems never to go out of fashion. So grass cloth, you can almost mix with any style of furnishings.
And it comes in all colors?
It does.
Okay.
There's so much of it still out there. I can't believe it. It's been around for years and years and years. So the thing I like about grass cloth on the walls, and some people might not like it, is that you could see the seams. I like the seams.
I do too.
And I like the unevenness of it because it's very natural looking. So,
well, this one looks like it could be board, you know.
Oh, yeah,
board
yeah, yeah.
Panels.
It could be wood too.
Board.
Maybe
wood.
Stained wood or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it has the feel of grass
like
cloth, which I kind of like.
The other color that's in there is blue, and it's such a beautiful soft blue
mm-hmm.
that goes with the gray.
Isn't
I like that
something?
Very much. And it's very modern.
Yeah, it is. But this is modern, warm modern,
mm-hmm. warm.
Not cold. You know, it's got a warm, warm feeling. The drapes are pretty. If you're on Facebook, homesweethomeradio.com, you can see what we're talking about. But the throw pillows are really sparky and young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could be any age having this, but it has a youthful feel because of the colors that were thrown in there, you know.
It does.
Which I like. And
this could be somebody that they know. A
yeah,
picture
the
of
eye of
eye.
Someone they
I like
know.
It.
It's kind of cool.
I like it.
And then I have a picture in there, Linda, of a dining room area
beautiful.
Right off the kitchen. And I'll tell you why I like this. It's not the typical four chairs and a table. I am so tired of that look. This has like a bench to seat two and then two extra chairs. So you don't have to be so predictable. Mm-hmm. Everything in life is not predictable. Your design shouldn't be predictable either. You have to throw in elements that are unexpected, whimsical, fun, mm-hmm. so that it doesn't all feel so prescribed.
And
know?
So symmetrical.
Yeah, everything like matchy, matchy, matchy. Mm-hmm. It gets boring. I mean, it's just not exciting, right?
I like that. I like it. It's
isn't it sharp?
It's a beautiful, classic looking, mm-hmm. almost like a love seat, but...
Yeah, kind of.
To sit and have breakfast. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, even if one person sits on it, it's still, you know, breaking the rules. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Two don't have to sit on it.
I like it.
It's cute when you do. And then there's another picture I really, really liked with the yellow again. Yellow, black, and gray. Gray seems to like be
that.
A huge color this year.
Uh-huh.
Gray is really, really big. And they mixed it with a beautiful blue tone and also with yellow. So I kind of like that.
I do, too.
I think it's very warm and pretty and...
It's almost a butterscotch yellow.
Almost. It's really pretty shade. And that's quasi-contemporary. It's got, like, the chairs aren't too contemporary, and the leg on the ottoman is kind of traditional. But it all works. You know, that's what eclecticism is about. And they
it
have
really
a little
does.
Metal table on the side with a glass top, which looks really cute.
I like that.
Isn't that cute? So if you're online, that you can see it. And then there's a bedroom that goes with that house. They did, like, a gray-blue wall. Mm-hmm. In that bedroom with another blue chair and then two little crisscross ottomans at the end of the bed, crisscross legs, and then pulled in that yellow again in throw pillows.
I like that.
Which looks really cool. So you can, you know, please don't be afraid of color on your walls. Please, 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 I'm begging you. It makes such a big difference. White has really no personality. It just doesn't. It doesn't say anything about you or your home or anything. It just, anybody could do white. It's not anything outstanding. So look at some of these beautiful pictures and maybe it'll spark some great ideas for you. And there was one other one that I really liked. This beautiful hand-painted wallpaper behind this custom headboard that's tufted in blue, and the wallpaper is a gray and like a putty and a cream, and then they have this beautiful powder blue headboard in front of it.
It's so pretty.
Isn't that pretty?
You don't even need any paintings on the wall at all.
You don't. It's
that's
just
very
working.
Restful.
Isn't it restful?
Very restful?
It's really working for a master bedroom. And it has mirrored furniture in there. It has a mirrored chest. Mm-hmm. You can see it on the mm-hmm. side. And the little lamps they used were wall sconces mm-hmm. with little shades. So you don't necessarily always have to have a full lamp next to your bed, like stand lamp, you know.
How nice.
A table lamp. You can always do that. And I like the way they mix the beige upholstery with it
mm-hmm.
to kind of pull out the background of the wall.
That's very restful, and that's so important in your bedroom.
Mm, it's beautiful.
You don't want it to be busy. You don't want to have a TV in there.
Mm-mm.
Not a lot of things to look at.
Well, a lot of people shouldn't, because that's what you do then. You watch TV in bed all the time and fall asleep watching TV in bed. Which is probably not the best thing to do. So, but anyway, I do want to talk about at least one of these recipes.
Go for it.
Which is online.
That looks delicious.
Doesn't that look great? And
go
the
ahead.
Picture's great. It's a smoked mozzarella in Italian
mozzarella.
Pizza. Yeah, lemon smoked mozzarella pizza. And the recipe's online for you. It was in the March 2013 Oprah magazine. So if you go to oprah.com, March 2013, you'll see the lemon and smoked mozzarella pizza.
Oh.
And the ingredients are simple. And
it's a making me hungry.
It's a making me hungry too. It looks so good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Anyways, well, we're at the end of the show, believe it or not. Can you imagine that? It went so fast today. We always have so much to talk about. And we never get to all of it, but that's good that we're so prepared.
Well, if anybody has questions, remember to call us.
Yeah, you have to call. Next week, we'll talk about this grilled peaches recipe I found.
Okay.
Ooh la la. And it's an old magazine, July 2010, Traditional Home. But I save old recipes because they're good, you know, so I always pull them out.
Good.
But anyways, we're going to be back next Wednesday at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 at Pacific Coast time. And we'll be talking about many more things, I'm sure. So till next week, have a great week and a beautiful week. And you're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana.
Home Sweet Home.
Yes, you are. Okay, have a good one. See you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show, every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also, remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.